Hey, I am Luis Muleto, and this is, still have problems with calling it a podcast, but it's a podcasting platform, so I'm going to call it a podcast, where I usually just go over my weekly notes, how my week went. It's a way to, for me to check in every week. My bullet points is where my time went, any notes that I capture, any thoughts that I had that I want to revisit, that I just kind of want to explore and kind of voice and talk out loud. Also, how I'm doing my physical health, emotional health, or that mental health, really some of the things that happen every week, spiritual health as well, my finances, if I'm achieving my goals, how am I getting close to those. Also, I check in what I read this week, anything that stuck out, any books that I'm reading. And what I'm listening to, maybe a lot of podcasts, maybe not so much, audiobooks, and what I'm listening to on Spotify, which is my current player, and then upcoming, anything that might be coming in the next couple weeks. I try to keep these short, but tend to be tangential. But so if you stay around, you're going to get to hear what happened to me this past week. Thanks for listening. Hey, today is November 26, 2022, and this is sort of in a way how my last week went. So as far as time, last week was Thanksgiving week, so I spent Thursday with my family, having dinner, and then the rest of the weekend was kind of really at home because it was raining, and so it wasn't like especially since I'm coming out of cough, cold, all the above. I don't know if it wasn't a good idea to be outside. I did get to yoga a couple of times. I got to go to yoga class about three times last week. Actually, four times. I actually made it to a deep stretch last week. And there was a class on Thanksgiving Day that I got to attend. And I went on to actually two walks. I put one here, but I forgot that I did go on Tuesday before it actually started to get like the weather kind of go downhill and before Thanksgiving and all that. And then on Friday, I went on a walk afterwards, in the afternoon. I spent some time prepping for the PSM-1, which I just took an exam prep, one of those mock tests. I have a couple more that I'm going to take. I found this as a course, but it's really just mock tests in Udemy. I'm taking a kind of, it was like $10. It had Black Friday sale or something, and it was like $10 for 800 questions. Some of them are probably not related, but I just needed to kind of practice with something, get the same, you know, being asked the same thing in so many different ways. There's been some time reading since I'm indoors, and that's something that was easy to do. Decorative for Christmas. I went a little light this year, nothing too heavy like I do usually. I have like probably most of the totes still full of stuff. I only put part of the ornaments, only the ornaments that actually have sentimental value or that I still like. Some of the other ones that were just more fillers, I didn't put up. So the tree doesn't look as full as it, but I still like it because it still looks the same. Because it has what I wanted to have on it, which is the stuff that like the ornaments that I've gathered from the little travel that I've done, little things to remember that bring memories or something. And then as far as the other side of the house, I want more plain, anything that is kind of green and kind of natural. So I had some pine cones that I put in a in kind of a glass container on top of the dining table. I did have a train because it's metal and I have this thing with metal. So I put it up. I still like it. A couple of artworks, like one small one that we got in Puerto Rico. That is like the shape of a Christmas tree. It has a poem that I still haven't been able to find a frame because it's like an odd shape. And then this little thing that I have that is about cats. So I bought that. I put that out. And then the Christmas tree, that's about it. I put some other random stuff around the house, but nothing too big this year. I don't know. I just wanted to see what I'm trying to see what really I missed. And I put up the stuff. Well, not actually. I brought out the stuff that I miss. The stuff that I like to look at. So I have one mug that I like. That is this gingerbread person. That it says for the holidays. And is in this kind of a yoga pose. Meditation pose. So I always get a kick out of that one. So I bought that out. And that is my Christmas mug for the month, next month or so. I did some cleaning around the house, decluttered under the cabinets in the bathroom, like under the sink. Something I should have done a while back, but I just kind of felt like I had time. And this came around because I just, after I read that book from Oliver Berkman, 4,000 Weeks, it really just kind of pushed me to just drop a lot of things that I was carrying with me. I went through my Notion, and I clear a lot of the ideas that I had in there because they were just clutter. They weren't anything I was going to do anything with. And so people get use out of those, out of having the ideas and what they thought about, but I wasn't getting any use of it. It was just weighing me down and not allowing me to move things forward, right? So on the other hand, it's almost like books. So books, some people don't want to have, they don't see books as valuable. I see them because whenever I'm kind of like feeling a little bit of a, man, I need some direction, something's not lining up, I like to browse the books that I have. So I like to physically browse what I had because it's a little bit of the analog. So it just kind of has a little bit of a different engagement because it's a physical thing. So that brings value to me. But the ideas that I had in there, they were just things that, yeah, that was like, oh, that was fun things to do. But in our reality, they were in the, yeah, that would be fun to do, but it wasn't like I need to do this. So they were just slowing me down. It wasn't a hell yeah or hell no. It was more like, lukewarm, right? So what is it? I forgot what is it. Warm tea, lukewarm. So it's not hot or cold kind of thing. And I spent some time looking at YouTube videos. That was a thing this past couple of days. But I was indoors, so I just kind of got up to speed on a couple of channels. And then I was taking calls from this holiday weekend for work. As far as reading, I started reading this book called Midlife. The name of the author is escaping me. But I read the first couple, actually, I read the first chapter, and I was like, oh, I like this. And then the second chapter, I just completely skipped it because it just lost me. And then the third one, it was just going so slow. I was like, why am I reading this? So I just decided to put it down. I haven't got rid of it. I just put it down for now, and I picked something else. The Courage to Be Disliked, which I bought recently, well, I bought this past week. And I just kind of started to go through that one. And then also I browsed to a magazine that I kind of stacked up, not a complete stack, but the October and November issue of Monocle Magazine, which is the only magazine I subscribe to. I haven't gotten reading to them yet, but I browse them and nothing really caught my attention. So I figured I'll just get to them whenever I have some free time and I feel like reading, because I didn't see like anything that was just like, oh, I need to, this is so something that I can apply right now. Something that I can, that I'm building a framework around. So this will be a great piece of it. There was just a lot of nice to have information. So it was more entertainment information that I had in there. I still enjoy it. I still like the magazine because it just brings an opportunity for me to get out, to think a little bit outside of what I think around. Because I find myself aligning with some of the things they bring up, some of the subjects I find interest, because they're very, very diverse. But then there's things that I'm like, a little bit, they push back on some, and that's why I still keep them, the subscription. And of course, I was still doing my morning reads. I just missed a couple of days. As far as listening, definitely podcasts, and kind of more of a jazz kind of thing on the background, because it was, the weather was kind of rainy, so it just kind of, it was very suitable for that. It was suitable to feel in the mood of the autumn, and kind of, so I was feeling that during this past week. As far as watching, definitely channel updates, and some of the channels that I follow are, sometimes I do gift guides, and sometimes I talk about like decorating for the holidays. So I was just kind of getting all that. As far as my body, definitely good sleep, because the weather is ideal for it. It's kind of cold at night, so it's easier to kind of find a good temperature to sleep in. Food was okay. More protein this week because Thanksgiving, so I had plenty of turkey twice. And then also more on the potato side, because I had a breakfast hash that I did that I bought frozen. So that had potatoes. And so I have went a little more on the carb side this week, especially because my traditional family dinner, like Thanksgiving dinner for Puerto Rico, is pretty much Christmas, except that instead of a pork roast, you cook turkey most of the time, right? So that's why it's the same thing that I usually have in Christmas, we have Thanksgiving. This is, it was a typical Puerto Rican Thanksgiving, so that's what we had. So it was no vegetables, at least no greens. Vegetables, I'd say, there was potatoes, but that is on the top, it was like greens. So there was mostly just potato salad and rice, and then the turkey. And the stuffing is mostly based on plantains. And that was it. And then we had some dessert. Nothing very traditional. It was carrot cake that this lady made into a cheesecake kind of thing, which is pretty good. But so it was more on the carb side. So now I'm just kind of, you know, I'm gonna digest into that, some of the stuff that I have on the fridge though, but I think everybody goes through that. But you know, whenever my diet changes kind of drastically a little bit, I can definitely tell because of my bowel movements are not on the regular. They just look a little bit different, you know, so it's just kind of a way for me to gauge. It's like, oh, something doesn't settle with me, or something is different. So why is it different? Do I feel better? Do I feel worse? It just kind of gives me a little bit of a gauge. And then, but I did go to yoga a couple of times, and I went on those walks when it was sunny. And the coughing is still there, but it's not as bad. So I'm just, because it got warmer in the last couple of months, it's been easier. I've also been inside the house, so the house is warmer, so it's been easier. Before, you know, last week, not this past, the week before that, it was pretty cold, so my body was always cold, so I felt like it was susceptible for me to be coughing. As far as my mind, it is not my responsibility to make someone happy. I don't own it. This is another way that we, because I've done it, like to manipulate the situation. I don't have an answer. No, I don't have all the answers. There's no point to be rigid where it's not needed. The additional tension causes pain in the long run. This is now and yet hasn't turned into forever. Slow days, taking it easy as possible. I still want to get out of bed, see the sun through the windows, be outside, see the rain, clean the house, tend to the cats, talk to the family, read, watch YouTube, learn, laugh at nerdy things. That doesn't sound so bad. And as far as on the spirit side, do not hold it so tight, it might stop breathing. And I just kind of believe and stuff. Some of the beliefs that I try to keep them, well, kind of house them away so much. But if they don't breathe, they don't stay alive. By breathing, it's like me practicing them or me, you know, showing them around, or I don't know. It's just for them to see the light, for them to see something outside of just my, you know, being caged in. As far as the community side, I chatted with a friend. Thanksgiving dinner with the family. That was Thursday. Plenty of time at the yoga studios because I went there 3 times. And then this random guy that I've seen a couple times at the reserve, he kind of nod at me. So it's just kind of nice to feel like knowledge. Someone, hey, I've seen you a couple of times. What's going on? Like, you know, not talking, but, you know, I'm settling for just a nod and a smile at this moment. As far as finances go, bought a couple books. I bought 2 books and I haven't received one, so about 3 in total. I made an order for Element, which is LMNT, and that is not antioxidants. Electrolytes, it's pretty much salt. I made an order, but I didn't get a subscription because I want to see how much I'm really going to use them. I've heard about them for a while. From Tim Ferriss, particularly, because he's been a sponsor. They've been sponsors of Tim's podcast for a while. So finally, I just kind of bought it because I was curious about it. Before, I was using Ideal Proteins, what they call water enhancers, but they're basically electrolytes. They're just not as potent as these ones. And also, one of their things with Element is that they don't have sugar, no sweeteners, no carbs or nothing. And Ideal Protein says they do have a sweetener because they use sucralose, just to kind of, because they're trying to get people to actually drink the water. The Element people are not trying to get people to drink more water. They're actually trying to give people something extra for the water they're drinking. And I'm also they're made for, but they're really targeting the low carb paleo, well, mostly low carb, because whenever you're in a low carb diet, usually you're not holding onto water because sometimes you're fasting as well. And if you're fasting, that's another thing. So you secrete a lot of your fluids, and just a lot of fluids, and with that, you secrete a lot of salt. And a lot of electrolytes your body needs. So this is a way to replenish that. Also, it adds enough for you to see maybe a boost of energy because salt is attributed to that. Because whenever sometimes you have a headache, instead of saying, oh, I'm hungry, usually it means if you do a little bit of water with some salt, that usually goes away because your body was missing something. That's something that I learned the hard way. Because sometimes I was like, oh, I'm just hungry because my head is hurt. It's like, no, you just haven't had enough water. You need some salt. And your body will be fine. I also paid for an annual subscription to this. his name is Daniel Meisler. He does more on the data privacy, kind of cybersecurity, a little bit of that. He has his newsletter is one of the ones that I like to read constantly. So he just brings like a random set of topics, mostly on technology and some thoughts and some kind of deep thought things. And but mostly it centers about hacking and things that got hacked and data security and just corporate IT security and things like that, which I'm not entirely in that camp, but I find it interesting. So right now I'm in the camp of, if I find something interesting, I'm starting to see things for what they are, not for how I can apply them to something right now, but also to how I can just be genuinely interested in something. So there's the main thing, and the main thing is I have a 9-to-5 job. I work for this corporation, and that what helps me pay the bills. I'm good at the job that I have because I work in a very volatile industry, and I still haven't gotten. I say still because it could happen. I haven't been laid off, thankfully. And I appreciated that, and I know that that is not the case, and it might not be always the case, but I must be doing something right. And every couple of years, I usually get a promotion, which is stereotypical. I mean, kind of that's how some corporations keep you around, right? By giving you a little bit more, but in reality, they don't have to give you more. You don't have to get promoted, really, because if nobody wants to put their name behind you, then you're not going to promote it. If you're not specific about what you want to do, people are just, they're not going to care about you, right? So I'm good. I do something good there, because if not, I wouldn't have a job, right? But then I'm also, a lot of my identity has been tied to that, and which is something that I've struggled for a long time. And that's the reason why I need to leave that job, because I felt like that was a solution to untangle my identity from the job that I have, and for what I do for work, and for what I do, you know, for most of my day. But I was struggling with that. There's something missing. And the reason is, like, I was trying to find something to fill the gap that I've created myself. But I was creating that gap based on comparison. So my being has a line that circles everything. It's not a perfect circle, but it's an area, right? So I was creating an annex outside of myself that it was like dotted, right? Because it wasn't like completely included, but it was dotted and it was attached to me. And that area was based on how I wasn't something else, how I wasn't somebody else, how I wasn't this person I see on YouTube, or this person that I follow, this person that, you know, talks here, or this person that, I don't know, I see at work. I wasn't being that person, or what I could have been, right? And so, slowly, that has become more evident, that that's what I was doing. And happens, you know, like a pandemic through the years, and mostly has been through the year. The pandemic, it just, for me, accelerated a lot of things, some good, some bad, some, you know, just the way the things are. But it just kind of accelerated, because right now I don't have a lot of the distractions of going to work, traveling. You know, now that I live alone, so I don't have a lot of the distractions that I had. And there's only something, so many things that you can clean around the house before you start, like, looking in the mirror, hey, what's up? Because there's only money of that. And I already have fallen the traps of distraction, you know, and there's just a lot of things that have been harmful for myself that I've distracted myself. So I already know that that's not the option, that that's not what I want to do. So now has come to the point, okay, so now I need to build something else. Not that I'm going to quiet quit, or, you know, get a second job, or, you know, that's what is going on right now, apparently, which people are feeling overemployed, which means that, you know, you have a full-time job that doesn't require you to do a lot of things, so you're able to do the job kind of, excuse me, kind of Tim Ferriss, in the 4-hour working method, only a couple, maybe an hour a day. So instead of taking the time to learn a new skill, do something else, you know, kind of take more breaks, people just starting to get another job, which that's not something really what I want to do. So I'm trying to build something outside of that. Ooh, that was a long way to say it. But anyway, so, and I don't know if this is going to pan out, but I'm trying to see if these atelic, A-T-E-L-I-C, activities, meaning that there's no end to it, that the actual doing of the thing is what is the benefit of it. So it's not like, let's say, doing laundry. The benefit of doing laundry is clean sheets or clean clothes. But you can also see in that way that if the laundry was never done, then that's something that if you get enjoyment out of just doing the laundry, the action, the act of doing the laundry, then there's an italic, I think. It's telic and italic, I think. Activity. And so I'm trying to see if I can get more into those. So I bought this lock picking set. That was like $40. So it was a little bit of a gag gift in a way. But I've looked at it a lot of times and I was like, this is silly. What would I want? This is not practical. And that's how I usually would shut myself down, is saying this is not practical, this is silly, you're not going to get use out of it, you can put your money somewhere else. And that's what brought me to where I'm at. So now I'm more open to spending more money on books and buying a book here and there and seeing if I like it or if I don't like it, and kind of spending some more money on things that just bring me joy. I don't have to, or at least try to see if they bring me joy, that I don't have to immediately have something to apply for it. It's a weird balance, but we'll see. It's like this, recording this. I mean, according to the app, there's one person or a couple people that I've listened to these recordings. But I don't get anything out of it because I just use the app. I don't fancy equipment or anything like that. I just write my notes every Sunday and recording them, and sounding like a little bit of a fun thing to do. So we'll see. But that was it. That was it for this past week. The holidays are kind of here, so things are slowing down with work, or at least I'm thinking that I'm gonna actually intentionally slow them down. Like, I'm just not going to fill up my I don't want to stress, because this is how it typically happens. The year ends in stress because everybody's trying to get everything at the last minute. All right, everybody's trying to close the books on the year with a high note, because there's, you know, we're trying to do that, right? It's like the end of every quarter. And you try to do that when everybody's trying to get vacation. It's kind of pointless. So I got plenty to do for work. I don't need to add something else to it to make things more difficult. So I'm just trying to take that mindset and... because that's a better serving thing, and see where this thing about looking for things outside of work leads me. It might lead to nowhere, but I don't know, there's something profound on that, when something might lead nowhere.